Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 757. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from AFI from Ukiah, California. The song is called Holy Visions, and it's on the band's new album, Silver Bleeds the Black Sun, which came out last Friday, October 3rd, on Run for Cover Records. This is the band's 12th album. They're known for all sorts of styles, from punk rock to kind of post-hardcore, but this one is just straight-up goth. It is wonderful. That track there is about a Sisters of Mercy, as you can be. Other tracks, a little more post-punk, maybe feeling more like a Psychedelic Furs or even Echo and the Bunnymen sort of thing, but it might be my favorite AFI record. It just feels really good. Maybe not the most original one, but that's okay. This is a great sound, and it's fun to visit with it. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you this week, and you're here to hear it. So let's play some. This is The Chords with Just Don't Know How to Be You.
You
the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from the Sponge Tones from Charlotte, North Carolina, with the song Here I Go Again, originally a single in 1982, though I just picked that up on a compilation called I Want to Be a Teen Again, American Power Pop 1980-1989, that Cherry Red put out on July 18th. It's a fantastic compilation. We heard from Disc 1 last week, we'll hear from Disc 3 next week, but this was Disc 2. It's a great compilation. It's got all the bands you would expect to have on it, plus some bands that were new to me. I don't have that Sponge Tones record, but it is Beatles as Beatles can be, and I'm sure I should pick that one up. Before that, we heard from The Chords from Inverkip, Scotland. The song is called Just Don't Know How to Be You. It's on the band's self-titled album that came out September 26th on Skepwax in the UK and Europe, and Slumberland here in the US. That is as twee and indie pop as you can get, and if you like that song, you're going to love that whole album. It just feels very, very good, and definitely has that retro feel to it that, I don't know, feels to me like the early 90s sort of indie pop, but I'm sure it goes much further back. Maybe that feels so C86 to you. Who knows? I think it's a really good record, and it's probably going to pop up on a lot of year-end lists. Anyway, I guess I should know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I'm going to slow things down just a little bit here. I've got one from the new Nico Case. The song is called Winchester Mansion of Sound.
Psychic river, we slip out of tune together. An emergency, your eyes, the grip of recognition. You echo back a wilderness, so Winchester mansion of sound. I'm yours forever, down in the sand forever. Only music is forever. You're a Winchester mansion of sound. Down, down, baby, down by.
to help you settle into fall. That is Bright Eyes with the song Dyslexic Palindrome. That's on the band's new EP, Kids Table, which came out September 26th on Dead Oceans. No matter where Connor Oberst calls home, Bright Eyes will always be an Omaha band. That EP contains a couple of covers and some outtakes from the band's last album, but I like that song there. That one sounds like it could have been an outtake from an album long, long ago, and I'm here for that one. Before that, we heard from Nico Case with the song Winchester Mansion of Sound. That's on her new album, Neon Gray Midnight Green, which came out also on September 26th. This one on Anti Records. I think she's still based out of the farmlands of Vermont. That song is a great one there, incorporating that great clapping rhyme there at the end. The album itself, as you expect, there's no giant hooks on that one, but there are such deep and wonderful lyrics that you need to spend some time with that one and some headphones and hopefully some good quality vinyl where you can listen to all the words. I do have a long one saved for the end, so we need to do some wrap up now. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 757, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me in your favorite social media networks like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, there's some exciting things happening. We've got Garbage playing at the Midland on the 6th, as well as Blanky playing at the Liberty Hall basement. Haven't been to that venue yet. Looking forward to making that trip there sometime. On the 7th, Shonen Knife is at Record Bar. Joe is playing at the venue that shall not be named. On the 8th, Elliot is at the Bottleneck. Freezing Hands is at Hillsiders. Oh no, that one has been moved to the Ship and now part of a four-band bill, including the Whiffs. That should be a lot of fun. On the 9th, Corrosion of Conformity plays the Warehouse. Margot May plays the Ship, and the Harrisonics are playing an early show at the Replay. On the 10th, you get Choices, Touchdown at the Hillsiders, Electric Citizen at the Ship, that's a Doom show, RX Ghost playing at the Minibar, and then on the 11th, Cheery is playing at the Replay, a Caitlin birthday show. All right. Looking at the website, there is one thing out there, new photos, videos, and my thoughts on the Castle Rat, They Watch Us from the Moon, Cobranoid, and Hooded Grave show. I am way behind, but there'll be more coming up soon, so keep an eye on the website. Now, let's talk about what's next. I have a song by Moon Sorrow. The song is called
Unohduk sen Lapsi,
and it's from the band's 2003 album
Kivenkantaja
that was released on Spike Farm. The band is Viking metal, though they hate that term. They prefer some sort of pagan folk metal label, but if there is a Viking metal band, this is them. I went and picked this one up recently, only to find out that I had it, and I never listened to it, which is a sad thing to happen, but, you know, it gave me a chance to finally visit with this album that I picked up so long ago. So we're going to end things here. Yeah, this is Viking metal. It's epic. It's wonderful. You know what it's going to sound like. And this one's a long one that stretches into multiple movements. So we end things here with Moon Sorrow and the song
Unohduk sen Lapsi.
Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.